This is KCUR. Kansas City has a reputation for being one of the most affordable cities in the country to buy a home, but some neighborhoods are a lot more affordable than others. Now we look at an area that's close to universities and the plaza, but just to the east. Houses here are significantly cheaper than their Troostwood and Brookside neighbors, like $100,000 cheaper. As part of our year-long project, Beyond Our Borders, KCUR's Suzanne Hogan has the story of one urban community working to make their neighborhood known for affordable housing rather than blight and crime.
Helen Bryant likes to call herself an affordable housing real estate agent.
There's houses out here you can buy for $35,000.
She's been working in Kansas City's urban core for nearly 20 years.
And a monthly payment of what, $400? Taxes and insurance? I mean, and you're paying more than that for rent.
When she started her business, Bryant Real Estate, it was just her. Now she has a dozen agents. She and an associate take me on a tour of Blue Hills, a neighborhood she works in a lot. It's the area between Paseo and Prospect and 47th and 63rd Street.
Look at the view. You can see
the stadium
from here.
You can see downtown.
10,000 people live here. The average household income is $34,000 a year. The average price of an actual home sold, $70,000, which is pretty cheap. We pass by shirtwaist-style homes and bungalows, some with well-groomed yards, some board-ups, and vacant lots. We pull up to a corner house on Olive Street, where Bryant is preparing for an open house.
How you doing, man?
Edward Lee, a neighbor who rents a couple houses down, stops us and inquires about the home.
You know, I wanted to see how it looked when they finished it.
Want to see it?
Yeah. You want to see
Come
it?
Come on, take a look at it.
Lee and Bryant walk through the house as contractors finish up the final touches. Wow. Bryant shows off the master bedroom, the new kitchen. Lee can't believe the changes.
The foundation, everything.
Yeah.
So this is new.
I can't wait to see the basement.
He thought this house was going to get torn down, but Bryant says there are already too many vacant lots around here.
You can only have so many gardens, you know, and orchards, so rehab to me is the way to go. This is gorgeous.
These houses were first built in the 30s and were home to white blue-collar workers. In the 60s, residents moved to the suburbs as African Americans moved in. It went from 100% white to 90% black. In the 80s, population declined and crime increased. That's when Blue Hills Community Services was born. Their goal? To stabilize homeownership and reduce crime. In the 90s, the area started to see a development renaissance. And as interest in the neighborhood increased, so did property values. That attracted predatory investors, which became a problem when the housing crisis hit.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Bryant says it wasn't just predatory investors. People got in over their heads. The economy was a mess. Renters and individual homeowners in Blue Hills, like a lot of urban Kansas City, were hit hard. Bryant and others working in the neighborhood realized that they needed to figure a way out.
We don't want what's happened in the last 10 years to happen again. Foreclosures.
Bryant Real Estate now offers homebuyer education. Blue Hills has helped 225 homeowners make repairs and has financed rehabs and even built new homes on once vacant lots. On this block of Olive Street, 7 years ago, there was just one homeowner. Now there are 10. And one of those new buyers is Anwar Jones.
We really like having that experience of being in the urban core.
Jones and his wife are young professionals. They love their new home and the neighborhood. They know everybody on their block and have barbecues in the summertime. They just had a baby and say the fate of the school district is the only reason they might leave. Crime, however, is not something they worry about. The stigma of high crime is one of the things that has come to haunt the neighborhood, and it's not completely without warrant. Crime does occur, most commonly theft.
I hear so much bad about the inner city.
Edward Lee, who we met earlier, is also Anwar Jones' neighbor.
I tell people all the time, man, it is so quiet over here. Only time you hear action going on is the 4th of July and New Year's, and that's all around Kansas City. So
the neighborhood association has taken steps to report incidents and promote safety. And optimism is high as there are more visible changes in the area. A new beautification effort in Brooklyn Park put in lighting, paths, and landscaping. Blue Hills Community Services built a new modern facility on Prospect Avenue that can be seen from 71 Highway. It's a business incubator that's providing area contractors with office space and resources.
I can't tell you the number of people that said, "What's going on? Something's going on in that neighborhood."
Joanne Bessinger is executive director of Blue Hills Community Services. She says these things have had a ripple effect on the community. the neighborhood is inching its way back to its pre-recession numbers. Of the 3,600 residential properties in the neighborhood, 55% of the residents own their home, and home appraisal values are rising. Bessinger says the neighborhood still has a way to go, and they're working block by block. She hopes that ongoing homebuyer education and continued community support will increase ownership in the area and will stabilize the community in the years ahead. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.